studios of WEAA 88.9 FM, it's Wealthy Radio's Love and Money Edition with Terry and Deborah Owens. Wealthy Radio's Love and Money Edition airs every first Tuesday of the month as Terry and Deborah share how couples can build wealth one day at a time. Wealthy Radio is sponsored by the Maryland Department of Housing Maryland Mortgage Program. Visit their website at mmp.maryland.gov/radio.
Oh, I haven't heard that in a while. Good evening, everybody. I'm Deborah Owens, and coming up tonight on this Love and Money edition of Wealthy Radio, we'll talk with Dr. Shane Perot, author of The Black Manual, Less Drama, More Love, A Single Woman's Guide to Choosing Mr. Right. Dr. Shane is the founder of African American Marriage Counseling. And throughout his work, he has found one of the key factors in relationship success is choosing the right partner. So my love and money partner, Terry Owen, is in studio with me tonight. And we want you to join in on this conversation. So call us at 410-319-8888 or send your tweets to @DeborahOwens using the hashtag WealthyRadioChat. You can also get this conversation going on Facebook. All that and more in just a moment. Love Bruno Mars. Well, welcome to Wealthy Radio. I'm your host, Deborah Owens. In studio with me is
Terry Owens.
And it's our Wealthy Love edition here on Wealthy Radio this evening, right here on WEAA 88.9, the voice of the community. We have a great show tonight, and we want you to jump in. So here's how you can join the conversation. Your calls are welcome at 410-319-8888. Our guest tonight is Dr. Shane Perot. He's a licensed marriage counselor and author of The Black Manual, a book that shares years of insight from counseling hundreds of couples to provide bold strategies about how men and women approach relationships, intimacy, and commitment. He also acknowledges and explores how women can overcome cultural and historical hurdles to take advantage of their unique experiences of being a Black woman emotionally, financially, and romantically. So we've got a great show lined up. But before we get started, I want to welcome my sweetie back into the studio. It's been a minute.
It has been a minute indeed. Yes, life has changed a little. Working down the road in D.C. now, so I don't have the opportunity to get here as much as I would like. But Valentine's Day rolled around, and you had this great idea to revive the Love and Money segment that we did for, what, probably a couple of years here?
Yeah, a couple of years. We even went on the road. We were live, and that was fun. But it's good to have you in here. You know, while we're waiting on our guests to arrive, I wanted to talk a little bit about the fact that this is our 30th year of marriage. We celebrate our 30th anniversary this year.
30 years of marriage, and we dated for 5 years before that. So we've been celebrating Valentine's Day together a long time.
A long time. And we've come a long way, baby.
Ooh, I don't even want to think
back
to
those
days. Well,
you know, I wanted today, if anybody has been following me on my newsletter or following me on Twitter or on Facebook, I usually post a blog post every Tuesday, and one of the things I talked about today was the fact that love is a verb, and that it's more than things. And a holiday like this is so easy to want to impress your mate, and they have this Be My Valentine Index, and it says that the average cost of Valentine's Day is $600.
What?
Yeah, and so, you know, so that's like dinner, a piece of jewelry.
Yeah.
And so what's that? And maybe some chocolate. Boom,
were those,
$600.
Were those new couples where people were still trying to impress each other, or were these established mature relationships?
I mean, it's just the average of what people spend on Valentine's Day. And I think, you know, this is love and money. So I'd love to hear from folks to talk about what do you do to celebrate Valentine's Day that doesn't necessarily push your mate to feel like they've got to impress. Like, if you've got any frugal ideas, I'd love to hear from you, 410-319-8888. Or perhaps you're on your way out, and I'd love to hear what you're doing this evening. Because the fact is, in order to stay married for 30 years, you know, how do you keep that love alive and, you know, really show your mate that you care? And the whole point I was making was the fact that love is a verb. And one of the things that I've learned in our marriage is that, you know, experiences over things, you know.
Yes.
So if I were to think of my favorite Valentine's Day gifts, they were when you cooked a meal. And, you know, a little filet, a little champagne, maybe some chocolate strawberries, and that doesn't bust the budget. So
is that what I've got waiting at home for me tonight?
Well, I thought that's what you had waiting. What? Uh-oh, it's going to be on, man.
Oh, when, no. But, you know, the other part of that is how you handle the peer pressure or the societal pressure that goes with this thing, because you go into the stores and it's everywhere you look. They've got, you know, all the special arrangements. The flowers are marked up 3 times and you want to do something nice. But how do you balance that so that you don't wreck the budget? Or do you just plan ahead, start sitting aside some money as you lead up to these major holidays so you don't find yourself the night before saying, how do I not spend, you know, $600.
Exactly. And so that was my thought. If you're listening to the show, this is Wealthy Radio. I'm Deborah Owens, and in studio with me for the Love and Money edition is
Terry Owens.
And we want to hear from you. So while we're waiting on our guest to come, we'd love to hear from you. What are some of your ideas? If you could think about some of your best memories of Valentine's Day, what were they doing? Was it some huge gift, or was it really an experience that you share it with your mate? Again, the phone lines are open, 410-319-8888. That's 410-319-8888. Or send us a tweet. Follow me on Twitter. That's at Deborah Owens, at Deborah Owens. We'd love to hear from you.
Picking up on your suggestion, one of our good buddies, I just read something on Twitter. He's at home. He says he's got the lobster tails marinating, the steak's doing something special. There's some wine, and once he gets the kids down, he said, this was our friend Nick Abrams, of course.
Okay, yeah.
I sent him a note. I said, Nick, we'll be right over after the show. Just yeah. Don't eat it all up.
Yeah, that's right on our route home, as a matter of fact. So, yeah, I mean, I'll never forget thinking about, even with our children, what some of their best experiences were. And they have always been, you know, what are the things that they remember the most? And many times there were vacations, things that we did, though. So experience over things. Again, the phone lines are open, 410-319-8888. We're talking love and money, and we'd love to hear from you this evening. Let's go to the phone lines. Tracy, you're on the air.
Hello. How are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm great. I just wanted to share a memory I had.
Excellent.
Yes, a long time ago, it was about 2003. Me and my fiancé, well, we weren't fiancé yet, but he was in a terrible accident, and he was in the hospital at the time with a broken neck and a traumatic brain injury.
Oh, my.
And broken back. Yes, but he had his mother go out to the store and get me a gift. That was our first Valentine's Day.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, so I got a teddy bear and a gold heart bracelet.
Nice.
And I thought that was very sweet of him, because even though he was in the hospital recovering from a traumatic event, he still made it special for me.
Excellent. So how long have you guys been together?
He's actually passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Sorry to hear
but
that.
But a special memory. It's, you know, it was the gift from his heart that left a memory that you will be able to cherish forever.
Yep.
Yeah.
Appreciate your calling in, Tracy.
And thank you so much, and have a happy Valentine's Day. And please, everyone, spread the love.
Oh, spread
thank
the love.
Thank you.
That's
thank
right.
you for calling. We really appreciate that. Wow. That's a
thank
tough
you.
One. Thank you. That'll be a tough one to top, but we want to hear from you. 410-319-8888, 410-319-8888. This is a special Love and Money edition of Wealthy Radio. I'm Terry Owens, in studio with Deborah Owens, and tickle pink to be here. She's so cute. I just, every opportunity I get to spend a little extra time, it's just, girl,
the flattery,
you know,
will get you everywhere. What can I say? Again, the phone lines are open, 410-319-8888. I hope you're celebrating this Valentine's Day with your Valentine's and you know, we're talking love and money. A little later we're going to be talking love and relationships, but right now the phone lines are open, 410-319-8888. What are some of your favorite memories from Valentine's Day? Was it an expensive gift, or was it actually something that was planned and thought out? Again, the phone lines are open, 410-319-8888. That's 410-319-8888. You know, I was just having a flashback, honey, to when we first started dating.
Yes.
You know, and we didn't have a lot of money or anything.
Yeah.
And so, as I recall, it is the little things, right? So it is thinking of your mate and just having thoughts of a couple of chocolate strawberries, mm-hmm. you know, a bottle of champagne. It doesn't have to be something that's over the top. You really can keep love alive by just showing how thoughtful you are. And I'll tell you, I think my greatest memories are some of the beautiful cards that you've gotten me over the years, because I think so often we don't maybe express those kind of sentiments, and sometimes a card can really give you an opportunity to show your mate how you're thinking of them. And especially when you take the time to really find a card that does express the sentiments that you feel for your mate.
Exactly. And that is so true. People can pick up cards that don't really express where a relationship is. And the guys at Hallmark have gotten really good at sort of covering the gamut. And when you can find that card that speaks to your heart and you know your mate's heart in a way that says, this wasn't just a half-hearted effort, but this is truly coming from the heart, just as powerful, and for some perhaps even more powerful, is if you've got the gift of writing and you're an effective communicator, there's nothing like a handwritten note to convey what you're feeling. And those are the kinds of things, small thing, but I think they're things that people can cherish.
Absolutely. Let's go to these phone lines, 410-319-8888. If you're just joining us, it's the Love and Money edition of Wealthy Radio. And in studio with me is my honey, Terry Owens. So we're taking your calls, 410-319-8888. Let's go to Brother Ed. A comment for us? Brother Ed, are you there?
Yeah, hey, what's happening? Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you,
sir. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, hey, look here. I want to recognize Al Jarreau on this Valentine's Day. I mean, if Al Jarreau and a bottle of wine doesn't put you in the mood, I don't know what else to tell you.
That's it. Yeah, it's sad that he's gone, though, but I tell you, he had some hits, and I can't even think of the times that we've seen Al Jarreau. I think it may have been at Shane Park in Detroit,
I go back even further with Al Jarreau. I had an opportunity to interview him. Oh my gosh, where was I? I think I was still in. We were still in Michigan at the time, mm-hmm. and had a chance to interview him. Got to know him and hear his story.
Boy.
Yeah, it was an amazing experience, man.
I met him one time at the Wolf Trap.
Okay,
and he was. Now, I'm a professional photographer. Anyhow, I had a chance to be in the green room, and it was probably about 40 or 50 people in the room. You know, of course, Al's very popular. And believe it or not, he signed every autograph, took time to talk to everybody. He told his manager. His manager came, and said, Al, hey, man, we got to wrap it up. We got to go. We got to get out of here. He said, excuse me, these are my fans. And I'm going to sit here and I'm going to sign every autograph and I'm going to talk to everybody and I'll let you know when I'm through.
I love it.
That was him, one of the most down-to-earth people you ever want to meet despite his celebrity status. What was your favorite song?
We Got By.
We Got By. Yeah, that's a classic.
Well,
that's a classic.
We're in this love together. Now, that's a classic.
Pull the music out and get your groove on.
Thank you so much for the call.
Thanks for calling, Brother Ed. Again, the phone lines are open, 410-319-8888. It's the Love and Money edition of Wealthy Radio, and we're talking about, some of your memories from Valentine's Day. Share them with us. Again, 410-319-8888. Let's go to Yale in Baltimore. How are you?
Yale? That's right.
Okay, how are you?
I'm great. I just want to give a special dedication to my mother, who's left this planet. She came out of the hospital on Valentine's Day, and I had a sign for her, "I love you, Mommy."
Oh, wow.
And that remains in my heart.
Our condolences to you.
I want to thank you, and happy Valentine's Day to you.
Fantastic.
Happy
thank
Valentine's
you so much.
Day. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. It's all about memories. 410-319-8888. That's 410-319-8888. If you've got a Valentine's memory, a special way that you celebrate it, Valentine's Day that you want to share with us, give us a call. Let's go to our next caller. Don, you're on the air.
Hello. Happy Valentine's Day to Deborah and Terry. Thank y'all for being such an inspiration. I appreciate you taking the call.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. We talking love and money, so what we like to do, me and my wife like to do, we actually, last year, we're going to do it again this year because I'm late getting home. I'm on my way home. But we have what they call love coupons. And basically what we do is we write down three things that we want to do. I pick three things. It could be anywhere. It could be dinner. It could be a night at a ball game, or it could be eating crabs. And she'll pick three things that she want to do. And we put them in a hat. We separate them. And she picked one thing, and I picked one thing. And when we do that, then it's up to me. Like if she picks a night on a town or a concert, then it's up to me to pick the date and or pick the dinner or things of that nature. And we like to do that because we don't want to be out in the hustle and bustle of just this evening when you go out and spend a lot of money on dinner, and then they rush you in and rush you out. And it kind of let us plan the evening and still have some type of surprise to it. So
What a great idea.
So when you do you do these love coupons throughout the year? Is it on Valentine's Day, or how did I, you know, I like taking people's ideas, so give me a 411 on this one.
What I've done, we do it Valentine's Day, and we also do it for Mother's Day. I started when my children were young, and they would do that for the mom, and that's how it happened. And the children would, you know, tell mom three things that she wanted to do for Mother's Day or after Mother's Day for the most part, because I always like to cook at home. I don't like to go out on a holiday because it's too packed.
That's right.
And so I would cook, and then after dinner, she would draw one thing, and that's what me and the children would do for her at a later date.
Well, I think some folks are going to be liberating that idea. That's a great idea.
Well, you know what, Don? That has some great elements to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It has some great elements to it, and that is thoughtfulness, right? You get to plan, and it's spontaneous. So that's a great idea. Thank you so much for sharing.
And the best thing about it, before I let you go, because I'm trying to pay my mortgage off in 7 more years.
Yeah.
And it keeps it in the budget.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Thank
that's
y'all
and
so
that's
much.
One way of doing it.
That's
appreciate
love and
you,
money
Don.
For real.
Yeah. Thank
for
y'all.
Real,
take
though.
Care now.
Okay, Don. All right, folks. Bye. The phone lines are open, 410-319-8888. That's 410-319-8888. This is the Love and Money edition of Wealthy Radio. It's Valentine's Day. We're sharing some great ideas on, you know, keeping it fresh.
I love that idea.
Yeah. I love that. The love coupons. All right. We're going to have to liberate that. Again, if you've got some great ideas, 410-319-8888, 410-319-8888. Coming up in just a minute is going to be Dr. Shane Perot in studio. He's author of The Black Manual, and he's going to be sharing some tips on, you know, how to keep your relationship, how to find the right relationship, and, you know, how to find that Valentine. Again, the phone lines are open, 410-319-8888. In this half, we're talking about what are some of the things that you can do to keep a Valentine's Day fresh, keep your love alive. If you got any ideas, we want to hear from you. Again, the phone lines are open, 410-319-8888. Let's go to our next caller. Diane, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you doing?
Great.
Good evening.
Good evening. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. I remember, Deborah, my son was little, so I started with him, giving him Valentine's Day presents, and I passed it on to my nieces and nephews because we leave out the children, seemed like. So I made it a tradition to make sure my son knew that I loved him, even just not that day, but all year long. So I started giving him presents and cards and stuff like that, and I passed it along to my niece and my niece and nephews and them. So that made me, you know, remember that. That was one of my fondest memories.
Oh, that's nice. You know what it does, mm-hmm. too? I think we forget as parents sometimes one of the things that we do want to model is showing our children how to be appreciated, but also show appreciation for others.
Yes, and that's, you know, and today, like at school, I work in a county school, little girl, I don't even know what her name, she came up and she said, "Hey, Miss Diane," she gave me a little card with a lollipop on it, Valentine's card.
Oh, nice.
And then I started getting chocolate candies on the heart. I was like, oh, my God. I was like, oh, thank you, because I didn't get anybody anything, you know.
But that's nice. That's nice for them to it's, you know, it's an honor to be able to receive, right?
Yes, it is.
And that says you're showing love 365 because they think enough of you to want to do something nice for you. So.
Yes, and even like one of the young men at school, you know, he's having a very difficult time. So I asked him, I said, can I hug you? He's fourth grader. I told him, Happy Valentine's Day. He said, oh, his whole face lit up. Some children don't get that.
Yeah.
You know? And I try to tell the children every day that I love them, you know, no matter what's going on. I had to explain to them, don't take it serious. It's not your fault, you know, that with the situation that they're going through. So today was just an extra day, you know, just to send out more love to them.
Keep showing love.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
410-319-8888. That's 410-319-8888. If you're just joining us, this is the Love and Money edition of Wealthy Radio.
A special edition of Wealthy Radio.
Yeah,
Love and Money.
You're in studio.
Terry Owens.
Yeah.
Back in studio.
I mean, I got to tell you, it's nice having you in studio.
I'm not telling any secrets yet, though. You know, we always had to share something on these shows, and so I've got to think of a good one that I can leave the audience with, a nice Deborah Owens nugget.
Although Dr. Rowe just wrote you on Twitter, you don't want to hear my memories, not for prime time. I'm like, no, this is like.
Come on, Ro, you can call in, 410-319-8888. Give us a call.
Oh, that's funny. You know, I was thinking, though, honey, as you were talking earlier just about when you have the gift of writing and communicating,
yes,
and how wonderful it is when somebody actually writes something out for you. And I would say that about our son. I think that's really his gift. If I think about all the cards that he's given over the years, I mean, the sentiments that he's written about you, or, you know, or for Mother's Day or Father's Day, those are some really good memories. And so to your point, I mean, that's another way really to express yourself and show your mate how much you care by simply a nice note.
There's nothing like the personal touch, and where you can, cards are great, but where you can show a little more, and you're right, you're absolutely right. Brandon is a master at it. And it's when you drop the veil and you reveal what you really feel about somebody, that touches them and blesses them in ways that you just can't describe.
Absolutely. Again, the phone lines are open, 410-319-8888. But coming up in our second half, I want to tell you a little bit about our guest, Dr. Shane Perreault. He is the author of The Black Manual, and we're excited to have him on the show.
Wait, you're leaving out half the title.
Okay.
See, you're not getting it all. The Black Manual, less drama, more love. Now, who doesn't want that in their life? Less drama, more love, a single woman's guide to choosing Mr. Right.
Okay, well, I'm going to turn it over to you. So tell our audience a little bit what we're going to be talking about in our next half.
We're going to be talking about choosing the right mate, how to make sure you don't bust the budget around holidays, some of the questions around finance that you need to, those sort of candid conversations that you need to be having with your spouse, your potential spouse, and just the person in your life. And why it's important to keep it real around this issue, because money is one of those things, you know, that can be so detrimental to relationship.
Well,
it's
the number one cause of divorce.
Really?
Yeah, it is. I find really interesting. I think it's even more stressful now because we are in such a dynamic economy and, you know, you're in a relationship, you change jobs. Sometimes you're without a job. Sometimes you're underemployed. Sometimes the woman makes more, and that's something that has its own dynamic.
Stresses, yeah.
And so all of that can really stress a relationship if you're not grounded. And oftentimes we don't want to ask for help. So that's why I'm excited about having Dr. Shane Perot in studio with us in our next half, because he's going to talk about these sensitive topics and the work that he does around relationships and couples. So if you're there with your honey, or if you're seeking to find that special one, don't go anywhere, folks, because in our second half, Dr. Shane Perot's in studio with us, and we want to take your calls, 410-319-8888. You can also post your question on Twitter. That's at Deborah Owens. And you can also post your question on Facebook. That's the Deborah Owens page. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back. Welcome to Wealthy Radio. I'm your host, Deborah Owens, and in studio with me is
Deborah Owens.
You're Deborah Owens, you're Terry Owens.
I'm okay. Terry Owens.
Yeah, that's who okay. you are. Yeah, okay. It's Valentine's Day. Yeah, we're talking wealthy love. I'm so excited because in studio with us is Dr. Shane Perot, licensed marriage counselor and author of The Black Manual, a book that shares years of insight from counseling hundreds of couples. And Shane, you talk about so many things. I mean, we've known each other for a little bit.
Seems like a long time.
Yeah, and you know, I've seen you again, Black and Married with Kids, Lamar and Ronnie Tyler, really good friends of ours. We did their first Love and Money cruise.
Oh, wow.
And then the Generation One video, and then we also had Dawn on. She Makes More?
She makes more.
Yeah, Dr. Dawn.
De Lavalade.
Yeah, I didn't want to butcher her name, but no, it's exciting to have you in studio. It's Valentine's Day. So excited to have hubby here as well. But let's talk about, you know, this whole dynamic and how finances play such a role with women. Not just women, but with couples around relationships. So what are some of the things that people get hung up on?
First, you know, we think money is about numbers and dollars and cents, but money is emotional.
Mm.
Money is the most emotional thing there is because it represents so many things to so many people. So it's interesting because we think, oh, if a couple's not stable, they'll have emotional problems. But I had a couple come in, actually an older couple. He was retired. He had worked very hard. He was just done. And she was doing really well. She was very upwardly mobile and was struggling with the reality that he was retired. So she had this expense that came out of nowhere for $4,000. Of course, him wanting to be the man, he writes her a check, and the check bounces. As a retired man, he couldn't do that. He could comfortably live his life, but he just hadn't had enough in the account for that in his retirement checks as they came in. So it's not just about stability or instability. It's also a very, very emotional thing. Okay.
Yeah, no. You know, it's more than money, right? So so how did you counsel that couple? Let's talk about that. How do you get underneath the dynamics of that relationship?
Just really getting to the real issues and parsing them out. One issue was his pride, and he needed to accept that, hey, he made his decision to retire. He was very comfortable. He had to really stay within his lane and within his boundaries. And when he couldn't, just be open. The underlying problem was a pride thing and a communication thing. Did they have the relationship that would allow them to talk about anything? This wasn't a couple that was married. It was a couple that was looking to get married.
Okay.
And they needed to work on their relationship that they could just, hate to say it, be emotionally naked with each other.
Yeah.
And they didn't have that comfort level, and that was the real problem. But with a lot of couples that come in, you know, I say things like, we have to set ground rules. Like, one of the ground rules I set with couples is, let's set a dollar amount. So dollar amount, maybe $250. Anything over $250, we both need to talk about and get a vote on.
That's good.
Under $250, it's discretionary. One of the things that I see couples really struggles with blended families, and the divorce rates go way, way up. Like, the average divorce rate, 45%. When one couple has a child from another kid, it goes up to 65%. When they both do, 70%. But with interventions, those numbers drop by as much as 30%. They're important to put out there because a lot of it is financial. You're not going to understand that thing inside him as a father that makes her, or her as a mother that makes them just write that check. So if you get in between every one of those altercations, you're going to ruin you're going to bankrupt your relationship.
Mm.
So you have to set an amount. Look, I don't want to know. I'm going to look the other way. They're your kids. I know you're going to do what you got to do. And just take the tension so your relationship isn't the casualty.
So I think what you're saying is it's not so much, you know, the amount. It's not, it's having some ground rules set beforehand so that you don't find yourself in minefields pitfalls. Again, I want to, though, allow our audience to join us. If you're just joining us, our guest in this special edition of Wealthy Radio, Love and Money, we're talking with Dr. Shane Perrault, and he's a licensed marriage counselor, and we're talking about relationships. And so perhaps it's Valentine's Day, and you've got a question, or perhaps you're a single woman, and you're like that other couple that he just talked about, and you want to maybe going through some things and, you know, trying to figure out how you can be more transparent. So give us a call, 410-319-8888. That's 410-319-8888. Or you can tweet us at Deborah Owens using the hashtag Wealthy Radio Chat, or go to our Facebook page, 410-319-8888.
And Dr. Shane, that case that you just cited is so real. I've seen it personally in my family. I had a blended relationship, a daughter was constantly coming to dad for the extras, and the new wife just didn't want to have it. And because they'd not had those conversations, it put all kinds of strain on the relationship.
It really will, because one of the inevitable things is when there's a tension, the cover-up occurs. Now I can't be forthcoming. When we develop a trust problem, no dad, and I'm sure he could attest in that situation, is going to let his daughter suffer. Just not a good one. Not wired in that way. I get you feel she's 25, she should be out the house.
No, all of that.
But that's daddy's little girl, and daddy ain't going to feel like he a real man if his little girl's out there and she ain't got no coat on.
Yeah.
And so they're just real issues that
really
divide
couples. Yeah, but what about
couples.
When it's not a struggle? What about when it's just, you know, kind of frivolous kinds of things that sometimes there is that, you've got a blended family, there, you know, maybe a couple of households, and the kind of financial strain that can put on people. And then going back to that whole pride thing, dad not wanting to say no because that's their baby. That's his baby. How do you have that conversation around, is it a need or is it a want?
And I think that's important. And what I tell, I'll use the same sex because it makes it easier to tell the story. But in that case, I would say to Father, you have to be realistic. You have to accept that you're putting your wife in a non-win situation. And you can't blame her for her reaction to it. We as people do that a lot, you know. We'll put people in bad situations and then judge them by their reaction to it. You know, but we have to take responsibility. Hey, you know, you didn't need to go get her the convertible. We can't afford it.
Yeah.
to get her the convertible. And it becomes a real challenge. I know I got one couple and a daughter had gotten into Duke University. And the mom was like, she'd go to University of Maryland. Great school. And it was a great school, you know, but him as a father after divorce, I wasn't there. And baby girl got into Duke. We could cut some corners. No, I'm not cutting those corners. That's $65,000
a
year.
That's a lot of money, absolutely. Yeah.
She got a scholarship to Maryland. So you just have to sit down. The more important thing, if you want to take away, is to really acknowledge the other person's position. Yeah, Duke is a great school. However, if she goes 4 years, we could really, you know.
No, I tell families, you know, the bottom line is if you haven't saved and prepared for that, that can be more of a curse than it is a blessing, right? And so really thinking through, and particularly if she got a scholarship to University of Maryland, it's just, I think sometimes it's really sitting down and crunching the numbers with the kids because, you know, you're trying to create this middle class nirvana. And if you can even be transparent within the family around the budgets and that sort of thing, that's important. You know, I want to shift gears just a little bit, because in your book, it's called The Black Manual, and talking about women and relationships. And I want to talk about African-American women who may be listening to this program. And I want to talk about the aspect of feminism and when a woman makes more. Sometimes that feminism or that power around money can be a deterrent from a relationship. What advice would you give to a woman who feels like she's got to find somebody at that same economic level to be happy?
You know, I have this conversation more, and so much to the point that I started a series called She Makes the Money, because across America, female breadwinners, 40% of the population. In the African-American community, 60%.
Wow.
So I started getting all these female breadwinners coming into my office, and they had a unique set of challenges. So there are roles that we both play, and there are roles that are traditionally held. But when you live in a society where you can't play that role, there's a shift in the power dynamic. And a lot of women handle that part of it actually fairly well. But when I come home and you want me to work the second shift and you've been there playing Xbox all day,
right?
We got a problem. You're talking about that's woman's work. Well, what if I tell you it's man's work?
Yeah.
So it's like, how do we negotiate it in a win-win fashion? So, you know, one of the things that I talk about in this webinar is how to get your man to man up. So I had this couple come in, and when I first saw them, I was like, oh my God, this woman had nursing scrubs, looked very professional. This young man looked like Tupac, to be honest. He had a t-shirt, wife beater,
tats.
And I'm like, oh God, this is going to be a long hour, right? So they come in, and it was a long hour. And we talked, and we met two or three times, and then they just kind of disappeared. And she was frustrated. You know, she says, well, I'm not getting no younger. So she calls me back and she says, we're getting married. And so I'm like, oh God, this ain't going to go well. Yep. So they come in And I'm shocked. I mean, this guy has on a maintenance outfit, and you could tell he had been busting it that day. And I said, well, what's going on? He says, look, she's pregnant. He's like, I got a job over at one of the universities in D.C. He says, it's not a great job, but I love it because my kids are going to go to college for free.
Wow.
And it was just transformational. And so when you talk about strategies, we have to really accept some jobs pay more than others. So what I'll tell couples is, hey, you know what? You want to move in 6 months? Tell them, hey, you get to put, you're responsible for the deposit. That $15,000, $20,000 we're going to need, best you can come up with it. He gets to say, put us up in this house.
Yeah.
And there are real, real ways, rather than trying to split everything 50-50 and be equal, we have to look at what's equitable.
I totally believe that. I totally believe that. When I look at our 30 years of marriage, I mean, there's been time when Terry's made more. There's been times when I made more. You know, I'm self-employed at sometimes. That income goes up and down, and at the end of the day, it's more than money. It's the relationship.
And I quit a job and moved across country so that Deborah could have a better opportunity with her job. And my friends looked at me like, are you crazy? You quit?
But you let her go. And then once she gets settled, then you can go.
See, okay. I love Tara. I'm going to put you in my next book, man. We need to get that story in there.
You know, really.
Because it's some brothers that sacrifice.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And he came home and said, we're moving to Baltimore. And I left that group. Great, fabulous boss.
Hey, she still got a little feelings about that.
I hear it every now and then.
Territory, Hawaii, San Francisco. Okay, we good.
Okay.
So that's the point, though, right? And you know, I'll be honest with you, though. I had a lot of resentment for years around that. And, you know, if I were to look at what that allowed me to do, that allowed me to, we had two young children, we had a live-in nanny. It allowed me to really think about what was important and go to a more flexible schedule. And, you know, it got to the point where when I went back full-time, my kids were like, where are you going? You know, they had been so accustomed to me having that flexibility. And so I wouldn't trade that for the world. But, you know, that's what a relationship is about. It is give and take. And so when I was thinking about you describing that young man with the wife beaters and then the wife was working hard, that is a value and a work ethic issue more so than a money issue. Would you agree?
Yeah, and it's really not money. And just like listening to you, it really is trajectory. How does this person impact my trajectory? What's it mean to grow up, wake up every day with a smile on my face? What's it mean for kids to run when daddy comes to the door? I say it because usually when a woman makes more, she chooses a man, kind of really likes him. At the core, with money, there's no financial incentive. I just liked you. You made me laugh. They're big things, and I've seen couples really support each other in positive ways. I've seen them roles even get reversed. You know, but the thing is, we're partners. There's what happens outside the door. We got to set some boundaries. You can't tell your friends, hey, you know, he ain't quite manning up and he's this or he's that and disrespect your marriage. You have to figure out how to work it out.
And be able to tune out those friends that might be saying those things to you as opposed to being supportive of your relationship. All of this speaks to another issue that you touch on, though, and that is about the whole conversation around premarital counseling. Some may even need pre-dating counseling. I don't know. But for people who are technology's changed everything. We've got people online looking for relationships. We've got folk out there who want to have love in their life and struggling with how to get at it. And so the question becomes, what can we do to support people who are looking for relationships? Is it counseling? Is it encouraging greater use of technology? Is it or do you just tell folks, just wait until nature takes its course?
Yeah, this whole online thing is deep. So, piggybacking on what Terry just asked you, for sisters who are looking to find mates, what advice would you give them?
You know, I didn't
say I'm a counselor, not an online dating service.
I didn't grow up with that. Right. But I got couples come in, say we met on Black Planet, we met on eHarmony. I think the thing is to recognize no matter how romantic you feel, you still got to build a foundation. And sometimes the temptation of that is, boy, look at those messages I got inboxed today, da-da-da-da-da. And that's the first step.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we still have to build and lay the foundation, let the concrete cure, and build the house. So when you're dating and you have that romantic feeling, recognize that's the first phase. Do we have the chemistry to be excited enough to consider doing this? Now we have to go to the second phase, which is the partnership. Like, you guys can't see this, and this is a couple I've known for many years, but partners. You know, I would never question they got each other's back, they laugh, they have fun. So if I had to bet on three horses in a race, romantic love, everybody's like, look at that couple, wow, they look perfect. Values, spirituality, friendship. I would always pick romantic love to finish last. Couples fall in and out of love all the time. Friends fall out, but they're different. Friends trust. You know what? I cannot see your angle, but there just has to be something to it.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me that story again. I don't get it. They give each other the benefit of the doubt. There's an assumption that you were trying to do something for our relationship. Even the couple with Duke and Maryland, for her to say, look, I get why you want her to go to Duke. It's a great school. Got in it, that's fine. It's just, what does that mean to our life? Do you really want to pay that price? Let's look, we got two younger kids in private school.
Yeah.
Is it realistic?
Yeah, you know, at the heart of it, it really comes down to mutual respect, which you said something earlier about disrespect, right? And so I think for any relationship to have longevity, there has to be that mutual respect. And I think the biggest aspect of any relationship is I think you really care for somebody when you only want to see the best for them, not necessarily what's in it for you. And that was your point around trajectory, right? Like, I believe in a relationship, someone who can tell you the hard truth when you need to hear it, but do it from a position of love, right? And so that it is respectful. And knowing that the only reason you're having this conversation is, and you knowing that the only reason they said something that you may not have liked, but you know they only want the best for you. And so I think that's at the heart of any relationship. I want our audience to join this conversation. If you're just joining us in studio, with us is Dr. Shane Perreault. It's our Love and Money edition of Wealthy Radio. My Love and Money honey is in studio as well, Terry Owens, and we're talking relationships with Dr. Shane Perreault.
And we know there's somebody out there with a relationship question, and we've only got just a few more minutes left with Dr. Shane. So pick up the phone, 410-319-8888. If you've got a relationship question, we've got an expert in studio who can help us navigate what's going on with you on this Valentine's Day, 410-319-8888. Give Dr. Shane a call in the few minutes that we have remaining.
So, to that point, respect.
Respect. When I think of respect, I think of kind of its twin sister, if you will, and that's trust. Like, if I respect you, I trust that you'll meet my needs and you'll try and take care of them. I can't respect you if I don't trust you're going to try and meet my needs. You know, we may disagree about how to meet them, but if I trust you enough, I respect that at least you're trying. And you may be doing it in a way I don't even think about. You may be doing it in your love language, which is physical touch, and my love language is gifts or words of affirmation. But I'll say, look, you said it, but you didn't touch me. All right, well, say it and touch me. We're okay. And we could figure out how to work through our differences.
That's good. And so what do you think are, for women who are single, what do you think are some obstacles that could be that are self-imposed that could be preventing them from finding that relationship?
See, she's trying to get me beat up now.
No, I want to. I know that there, women, you know, sometimes you're getting in your own way and you don't even know you're doing it. And then you talked about friends, and it could be the amen chorus, and they could be, girl, you don't have to do that, you don't have to do that. And that could be the same obstacle that's preventing, you know, I coach women, right? And so I talk to them, and one of their goals is having a relationship. So I talk about, well, what do you do? And they're in, everywhere they go, they're with the groups of women. And I'm like, well, you'll never find a man that way, because a man's not going to come and talk to you with a bunch of, they're already intimidated by coming to talk to you. You got four of the sisters with you. That's not going to happen. Let's go out here and put ourselves in a position where you can facilitate it and make it easy for someone to find you.
Yeah, that's very true. So in my book, one of the things I do talk about is the law of attraction. So we think the law of attraction gives us what we ask for. Done. Gives us what we are. Gives us more of what we are. So where do you like to naturally go? You know, if you always wanted to take an arts and crafts class, wow, I'm artistic. I go take arts and crafts. I'm probably going to meet people that are interested, some I like, some I don't like. But what one of the bigger barriers I think I found is these lists. Right, you give these lists and they pull them out, they drop to the floor. You're like, God, that's an impressive guy. You know? But are you on his list? So Dr. Toshiro has this book where he talks about why you only get three wishes. So ladies, listen to this part. So let's say I put 100 men in the audience for a particular woman. Let's call her Sally. Sally, pick these guys out. You're going to love them. Sally gets up, says, well, got to be 6'2". 6'2", okay. 80% of the men get up and leave because the average height for men is 5'8".
Okay.
Okay, so now we got 20, but we can still work with that. I want them to make six figures.
Well, that really, that's what?
2%. Now we down to four men. I want them to have a great personality. So we have to adjust our list and say, okay, some things are deal breakers. Some things might have a little more flexibility to them. So we have to just look at things and say, what do I really want?
See, I think characteristics are more important. I think, two things I told my daughter that I looked for was ambition and kindness.
Wow.
Because ambition, you know, you don't have ambition, you probably won't eat. But if you all you have is ambition, you're going to have an evil man, right? If that's all he's driven by. So those two things balance off each other. And, you know, that's my 2 cents, ladies. If you're looking for a brother, let me go to the phone line.
Kindness and ambition. Hey,
410-319-8888. And I think that describes you perfectly.
Why, thank you.
Let's go. Melinda, you're on the air. Question or comment for our guest this evening?
Just a comment.
Okay.
Hi. I've been in a relationship for 28 years, and it's by the grace of God that we are even together. And what I've come to learn is we have to learn to forgive one another in ways in which society say don't. A lot of times, if we don't take time out to forgive one another, we'll never be able to move on to the next level. And attraction matters. Everything the doctor is saying is true. And I find that in my relationship, I had to go through some things, but at the same time, it was a foundation built. Like the brother was saying, it has to cure. When it cures and it becomes strong, it stands on something that can't be broken. And in marriage, the covenant with God, it can't be broken. And he gives us a blueprint on how to do it. And if we do it the way that he say, it will come out to be a wonderful thing, because I really believe that people feed off of one another. We feed off of one another. And it's wonderful to have somebody in your life that you're building with. It brings a lot of joy, you know, as you go along in life.
Oh, I love that, Belinda. Somebody that you're building with. And I noticed, Doctor, you used that analogy, too, about a home and a foundation and something being able to stand. Stan, do you want to respond?
Yeah, I think, first of all, I admire you. I'm always touched. It's like, don't pray for patience and forgiveness because you have to earn them. But
oh my goodness.
28 years, you found some forgiveness, so we're going to go with that. But no, you have to, because I have people that don't forgive and they stay mad. Why don't you love me? Don't you see how much you hurt me? No, you're angry. It's not fun being with you anymore.
But so, the thing is, he is really hurting himself.
Yeah.
Yes,
all the pain comes with him himself. because it's in his mind, it's his way of being. He's mad at a person. He won't tell the person that he's mad, but he's the one frustrated when he sees the person.
Yeah, it's like drinking. Yeah, it's like drinking poison, right?
Yeah, burning down a rat to get rid of your house.
The poison is on you. The poison wind up being on you, so you wind up killing yourself.
Yeah. You stressed out.
This thing is, I said, you know, the poison be on you when you are unforgiving. In life, we have to learn to forgive one another in order to move on. And that's only because it's a part of God's standard. It's a part of what God says that's going to make your life easier.
And let me piggyback on that just a little. It's like we don't necessarily forgive people for them. We forgive them for ourselves.
Absolutely.
So that we can move on. There's some people I'll never tell I've forgiven, but I've definitely moved on. I just don't carry that around
anymore. Yeah, our pastor says in that case it's for go.
Right? I like that.
I love that. So it's for go, right? So you're like, okay, I'm good. I'm not going to hold on to that. But, you know, it doesn't mean that you have to. You can forgive and you can forgo. So I appreciate you sharing that with us, Belinda.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Thank you all.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. We're just at the end of the show. Please, Shane, let folks know how they can get in touch with you. You got any webinars or anything
coming up? This is a great plug-in. But I have a webinar. Ladies, go to shemakesthemoney.com, and we are offering a free webinar. All you have to do is leave your email, and you will absolutely love it. It will give you strategies and tips if you are a female breadwinner.
And they can go to, so She Makes the Money.
SheMakesTheMoney.com.
Woo! She Makes the Money. All right. That's easy. Folks, thanks so much for joining us this evening.
It's been a pleasure being in studio with you, sweetie. I'll see you at home.
Absolutely. Love and Money. It's our Love and Money edition. If you'd like to know more about what's coming up on this show, you can go to my website, DeborahOwens.com. Sign up for our free newsletter. Hey, I've got a webinar coming up tomorrow night. Free should match everything in your pocket. Just go to DeborahOwens.com and register for that. Sign up for our newsletter. That's going to do it for us this evening. A shout out to
the book again. The book again
is
The Black Manual. Drama, More Love, A Single Woman's Guide to Choosing Mr. Right.
I love it. Well, a special shout out to executive producer Samantha McCoy, our engineer Andre Melton. Don't go anywhere, folks, because coming up next, Fiesta Musicale. That's going to do it for us this evening. Have a prosperous week, everybody, and good night.